fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the first day of November, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. As I like to say, it's still legal in all 50 states, even California, believe it or not, to say the Pledge of Allegiance. That's how we start our show. If you want to volunteer, send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag, right hand over the heart. Gentlemen, remove your hats. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I probably haven't mentioned this in probably several years. This is a very important book that I liked it so much that I wrote an index for it. It's a novel. Whoever heard of an index for a novel, but that's how much I thought of it. The book is Patriots. And it's written by James Wesley Rawls, R-A-W-L-E-S. The book is titled Patriots. And you can find it at Amazon and probably other places. Great book. We've got a couple of very important interviews. Cliff High doing a video on the 30th day of October. You really need to watch that. There's a link for Cliff High's videos at my website. And before the day is over, Dr. Zelenko was interviewed on the X-22 report. That will be posted on my website before the day is over. Dr. Zelenko is really at the cutting edge of understanding and informing us of what's really going on with the make-believe pandemic. That said, we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew represents EMP Shield, and we'll be talking about the events of the day, and how incorporating EMP Shield devices for your car, your truck, your home, your generator, your solar panel controls can help you have the life that you want to have, which is basically a life that includes electricity and includes transportation. Good morning, Andrew. Andrew, good morning. Andrew, you must be on mute if you're there.
There we go.
Hey, there
John,
you go.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Right, you're coming.
Hey, good morning, John.
Say again.
Yeah, having some phone problems. Sorry about that.
Roger that. Well, Andrew, the the Food and Death Administration has given emergency use authorization to the clot shots for children now. Very disappointed.
Oh, geez.
Very disappointed. For a normal, healthy child, not a child who has type 1 diabetes or is obese, but for a normal, healthy child, they have a better chance of dying from a lightning strike than they do from COVID. 99.99%
right.
Survival rate. It probably actually goes a couple more decimal points in the survival rate. This is criminal. The swine flu vaccine was shut down in 1976 after about 2 dozen people died. It was just flat shut down, the entire thing nationwide. We've surpassed
right.
that number by a magnitude of at least 100 or more, 1,000 times more. And here we are with the Food and Death Administration approving, giving emergency use authorization, which is still, and listen carefully, there is still not FDA approval for any of these clot shots. They still have emergency use authorization only. About 2 months ago, mm-hmm. there was a combined press release where another medication was given FDA approval, and that was talked about in the same press release as the clot shots, leading people to believe that the clot shots have in fact received FDA approval when in fact they have not. Andrew, I'm going to encourage you personally, sir, to watch Dr. Zelenko's interview on the X-22 report. It will be posted on my website before the
yeah.
day is over.
Okay.
And, sir, we are witnessing, you and I and all our listeners are witnessing the worst crime in the history of recorded human beings here. It's just getting started. The people dying right now are just a small percentage of the ones that will be dying over the next 6 months, 2 years. And if you include the cancer deaths that will inevitably be a result 10 years out, some of these cancers will take a while to manifest and kill the people that get them. Today, on the first day of November, New York City is prohibiting firemen from going to work that have not got the clot shot, prohibiting EMT workers that have not got the clot shot from going to work, resulting in a massive shortfall of manpower for the fire department and the paramedics in New York City. They're going to try to make up for it with overtime and bringing people from other jurisdictions. Of course, you bring in people from other jurisdictions that don't know the lay of the land. One of the big advantages of being on a fire department, you get to know your neighborhood that you service, and
right.
It's certainly going to hinder operations when you bring in a bunch of people who don't know the neighborhood, don't know the people. Same thing with the paramedics. They get to know certain areas, certain people, and how to properly respond to certain areas and certain people. Bring in people from other jurisdictions, they won't have that knowledge, which is going to hinder the efficiency of both the paramedics and the fire departments. We're seeing right now, Andrew, you and I, and all our listeners, we're observing literally the collapse of our society. This is just the beginning. Between now and the end of the year, which is only about 8 weeks, as far as I know, all the vaccine mandates will be fully in place and fully enforced for all people in the military, all civilian employees in the military, all civilians that work for the federal government, many police departments, fire departments, paramedics, all around the country. All those vaccine mandates take place in the next 8 weeks. It's going to be a tremendous adverse impact on our country, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir, it is. And I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with you. The worst is yet to come. At least that's the way it seems. I think we're in the very start of something very bad. It's already bad enough that what they're doing, even just starting with giving it to children, and even just really getting it to anybody for something that's so not even close to as bad as they're making it seem with COVID, let alone giving it to children. But that it truly does appear to be the beginning of something much more almost sinister. I feel like the term.
Well,
and what's really sorry. Go ahead, John.
Go ahead. No, you continue. Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say what's really interesting to me is how coordinated this all appears to be. I mean, clearly they've had a little while to be planning on this, but if you think about it, it's so coordinated, so strategic. So, in my mind, it feels like they don't want people to work. So what they do is they say, hey, you have to get the shot to go to work. And so for those of the people who say, those people who say, no, I'm not getting it, they quit the job. So that's one thing that they want to occur. And then the other thing on the opposite side of the coin is if the people end up getting the shot, they're also getting what they want. So it's a win-win for them as a whole. And so it's so strategic. It's like they found a way to get everything that they wanted just by doing a few simple things, which all appear to be like evil and corrupt to me. It blows my mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one of the things Dr. Zelenko mentioned in the interview was an internal Pfizer memorandum that talks about the spike proteins in this Pfizer clot shot accumulating in every organ of the human body. Especially, and the most, female ovaries. So, mm-hmm. we're at the beginning of, and we've been injecting what formerly healthy young women of childbearing age with the clot shot that will cause them to not be able to have babies. Now we're going to be giving it to children age 5 and older, girl children, that will have their reproductive possibilities basically destroyed. It's a depopulation tool. Now, last week and maybe a week before, I was misspoken several times when I mentioned the clot shots reduce your immune system by 5% a month. It's actually 5% per week that your immune system is reduced.
Okay.
And it's like compound interest, Andrew. You go from 100% immune system to 95. Well, the next step down is not 90. It's below 90. The next step down is not 85. It's below 85. Because it's 5% of what's left, not 5% of what you began with each week. The scientists that I'm paying attention to, they say that by March of next year, which is only about 5 months away, everybody who got the clot shot will basically no longer have an immune system, and they'll be what amounts to an AIDS patient. We being in the 1980s, we began to associate AIDS with homosexual activity on one hand. On the other, in reality, AIDS is a person with AIDS no longer has an immune system. So they make themselves vulnerable to serious illness and death from routine things that a person with a normal functioning immune system either don't know they got or they maybe have a head cold for a day or two and they're healthy again. And
sure.
So the real kill-off, Andrew, I believe, will be in March. Now, there's a side note which I think plays into this. Right now, the make-believe President Biden is in Scotland for the climate conference with many of the world's nations attending, except for Russia and China. How about that? Climate conference is to hammer down the make-believe fantasy that human activity is causing the climate of the world to change, which is an absolute fantasy. I find it very significant that Russia and China didn't even bother to show up, which brings up something I like to point out to people that believe that human activity causes climate change, and that's the Paris Climate Accords. It's only about 19 or 20 pages. Which gives both China and India a free pass to make all the CO2 greenhouse gases they want with no restrictions, no penalties whatsoever. Well, Andrew, the Chinese, of course, are our avowed enemies. The COVID-19 is a Chinese biological weapon. And as I've been saying, I think I've mentioned this to you, I believe the Chinese Communist Politburo is having champagne and strawberry toast to the stupid Americans who are killing themselves without them having to fire a shot. Mm-hmm. So why would they spend the resources to go to Scotland to talk about the make-believe climate change? They know the game's over. They know they've won. And I'm sure Scotland is kind of a drizzly, chilly place to be these days, so their diplomats probably just soon not go there anyway. And
right.
If you know you won, you don't need to go to these silly conferences anymore that are have to do with make-believe, non-existent science. They're going to want to finish this off at some point, and this is where you come in.
That's still right.
A lot. There's still tens of millions of resilient Americans. There's going to be plenty of veterans ready to step in and defend the country with or without active duty military. To finish this off, they're going to have to use the weapons in their inventory, which include EMP weapons. I personally believe they'd be more likely to be tactical EMPs that would take out a few square miles at a time, major cities, command and control centers, and so forth. You know, I don't have the Chinese war plan in my possession, so I don't know exactly what their plans are. I do know that they have these weapons right. in their inventory. I do know that they'll do whatever they need to do to win. And I also know mm-hmm. that I'm not going to take a chance. I just bought a house a week
yep.
ago.
Yep.
My EMP shield device is going to be installed tomorrow to protect my electronics in my home and my generator. So, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what the future holds. We know what the possibilities are. And when it comes to war planning, and you're a veteran yourself, you don't plan on what the enemy will do. You plan on what the enemy can do, don't you, Andrew?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. You have to plan anywhere from best case to worst case scenario, and then what you believe firmly that could be the most likely scenario. And you can't just plan on what you know. You have to plan on what could potentially happen. And EMP and like we very recently saw when they were flying hypersonic missiles pretty much over North America or across the globe. They very clearly and very openly admit that. Their purpose in life is to slowly take over the world. They are an enemy of the United States, which they claim publicly, and their goal and their aim very clearly seems to be war. And that's, you know, it's pretty much directly from their lips to our ears. So this is something that people need to start being prepared for. Luckily, what's interesting to me, I do a lot of research into the United States population and what people are doing. Something interesting that I found out last week when digging through other people's research, from 2020 to the beginning of 2021, the United States saw a 35% or a dramatic increase in people who are beginning to purchase survival related items. So it was roughly 20% of the population, in 2020 cumulatively. In the first 3 months of 2021, that number jumped up to 45% of the United States population preparing by purchasing survival-related items. To me, and that makes me very proud in a sense, because to me that means that people are starting to open their eyes on what's going on with the government, what's going on with COVID-related issues, and all kinds of different things. People are starting to wake up and understand that being prepared is very important. And a very large step in being prepared is should be clear to everybody, at least if not, it will be being prepared against the potential outcomes from people like Russia and China, especially when it comes to some of the most deadly weapons, which are EMP weapons.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. When we get back, Andrew's going to give us a summary of just exactly what EMP is. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back, visiting with Andrew, who is with EMP Shield. And Andrew, you're going to give us a summary of what in the world is EMP, how does it work, and how we protect ourselves. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. It's a term that most people have probably at this point heard, although a lot of people don't understand potentially really what it is. There's a lot of belief out there that EMP is not quite a real thing. And that's actually not the case. I think that's primarily because it comes a lot from video games and science fiction. But electromagnetic pulse is a very real weapon. In fact, it's one of the most devastating weapons in a lot of our enemies' arsenals. And the way that it works is like this. An enemy or an adversary would launch a nuclear weapon that would explode above the atmosphere, you know, anywhere from 300 to 400 miles above the Earth, so fairly high up. It would explode in between the atmosphere and the magnetosphere. And so basically that would mean that a country like China could launch a hypersonic missile, which we are not able to stop. It could explode above the United States. And so what that explosion would do, a nuclear explosion, is that blast goes out in all directions. It goes outwards into space towards the magnetosphere. It also goes downwards towards the Earth. And so what's happening is, the gamma radiation in the matter from that blast, when it goes downwards towards the Earth, will pass through the atmosphere. And when it passes through, it does a thing called ionization. So the first step or the first phase is that the gamma radiation strikes the atmosphere, strips those freed electrons, and those freed electrons are shot downwards towards the Earth. It's a DC charge. They say roughly 50,000 volts per square meter, so a significant amount of energy. And when that pulse comes down towards the Earth, it induces into everything simultaneously. So this DC charge is inducing into your cell phone, into your home's wiring, directly to your computer, into everything. This is basically going to be destroying anything with microelectronics inside of it. It also occurs a second time when the matter, which is traveling a little bit slower than the gamma radiation, when the matter passes through, it then strips the remaining electrons from the atmosphere and does the same thing again. And this is called the E1 and the E2. An E2 would be more similar to a lightning strike than it would, than the E1 would. Both of these are very detrimental. The E2 actually goes a little bit longer and it's a little bit slower. The E1 occurs in nanoseconds. Both are very fast, though. And so this is the first and second phase. The third phase is when that blast goes outwards towards the magnetosphere. And so what's happening is, it's almost like when you're blowing a piece of bubblegum and the wall of that bubble is a little bit thinner in a certain spot, and you get like a second bubble popping out. The same thing's happening here. That blast is pushing outwards, and it's actually going to cause the magnetosphere to fluctuate. And this is because the magnetosphere actually likes to sit in a normal state around the Earth. The blast disrupts it, and so it fluctuates over time, anywhere from an hour up to 6 or 7 hours. The magnetosphere is going to be fluctuating. And what's happening is at the ground level of the Earth, there's actually a low and slow charge being built up at the ground level and inducing primarily into larger antennas. So one of the main things that's going to induce this charge from the E3 and that fluctuation is the grid. So the power grid, because it's got miles, some places even hundreds of miles of wiring, it's inducing this charge over time. And as it's inducing for an hour, 3 hours, 5 hours, that charge begins to create heat. And the heat's what's actually going to be damaging portions of the grid, like components inside of substations, transformers, and things like that. This energy and the charge is also going to be trying to find its way into your home. And so this is the portion where the grid will eventually go down. And you will no longer have power from the grid. EMP is incredibly devastating, not because of a potential health issue. It's not going to actually hurt people directly and immediately. It's going to create an issue to where people don't have food. They don't have water. You're going to have immune system issues. You're going to basically have a way of life that's completely and dramatically changed in a nanosecond. You're no longer going to be able to drive your vehicle. It's a much older vehicle. So the majority of vehicles on the road are no longer going to function. You're not going to have your primary means of communication. So cell phone towers, a lot of cell phones are going to be destroyed, things like that. And so it is a very dangerous weapon that is in the hands of people like China and Russia that could absolutely be implemented at the push of a button, literally right now. It's also potentially in satellite equipment that's flying above our country. And so it's something that people need to understand. It is very real. In fact, it's one of the top priorities of defense for the government. There is actually active projects that we're involved in that are potentially that are working to show and demonstrate that portions of grid can be hardened and then be implemented across the grid nationwide, but this is not something that's happening quickly. So,
well, that's an excellent summary there, and we have new listeners every week, so we need to do this for our new listeners. We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of November. The next 8 weeks, many of the warriors who went through bayonet training like I and Andrew did will no longer be with the military. Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines, Green Berets, Army Rangers, they're going to leave because they're not going to get the clot shot. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm doing more private consultations these days. I really like helping people get the clarity, get the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. The details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Did one yesterday, a very nice couple in Kansas. It worked out good for them and for me. And, of course, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. You want to know what's going on in the United States and the world? U.S., Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East. Updated every 24 hours, put together by a friend of mine I met working on a murder case, a former counterintelligence agent. It's a lot of work, and it's updated every 24 hours. I'm picking up some energy cleaners tonight. Vera in Australia, you'll be getting your 2 energy cleaners, my dear. You've been very patient. I'm picking up a whole lot more later in the week. And getting these backhoes caught up, helping the people all over the planet get their lives back, getting relief from arthritis pain, getting the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Check out the details at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So the energy clearance will help. You can place your order right there at my website. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Andrew, before we get to our first caller, there's a very nice discount when people buy their EMP Shield device at my website. Tell us how that works, sir.
Yes, sir. So it's actually it's an incredible discount. It's one of the largest that we offer. And the way it works is when they go to your website, and let's say they click on the link, go to empshield.com, that link will put a $50 coupon in their card. It's a $50 off coupon, and it's per product. So you could potentially save hundreds of dollars just by using the libertyman.com and clicking the link. Many, many people have saved lots of money by using it, so I highly recommend that to, you know, at least check out John's website. And, you know, click the link and at least go to the EMP Shield website and at least take a look. Go to our EMP library, which is the world's largest resource on, you know, EMP references. It's incredible. At least do some learning, and that coupon will be there in the card if you decide you do want to purchase. So,
all right. And what's that phone number? We got a lot of listeners who don't have internet access. What's that telephone number, Andrew?
Sure. Yep. The phone number is 620-412-9978.
Okay. 620-412-9978. Outstanding, Andrew. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Andrew. Andrew, I'm wondering, sounds like a great product, but it's provoked a question. I'm wondering what the military had in use prior to the EMP Shield. Like, for instance, in the late 50s during Operation Starfish, Operation Dominic, Operation Fishbowl, when they were actually shooting nuclear weapons, I'm sure that the equipment ships that were involved were using electronics. So how did they protect themselves then?
Mm-hmm. Well, so in the beginning, so you spoke briefly on Operation Starfish. That's actually when they very first became aware of the effects of an EMP. Since then, since the 1960s, there has been a couple things that have been attempted to be used. One of the main ones, at least in military vehicles, is what's called a grounding strap, which basically hangs off.
John, you're breathing into the microphone. It's really distracting. Go ahead, Andrew.
I'm sorry. I got to breathe, but it's not intentional. Go ahead. I moved the mic.
No sweat. No, it's okay. Yeah, so a grounding strap is basically a metal strap that hangs off the back of a vehicle. It allows the vehicle to then actually touch the ground, which they believe would allow the energy to transfer from the vehicle to the ground. And it does do that slightly. However, it doesn't truly deter the effects of an EMP because of the speed at which it travels. And so there's been several things like that, per se. The other is Faraday cages. That's something that the military does use. In fact, they even Faraday their buildings in certain buildings, high value buildings. Unfortunately, they did, until EMP Shield, did not have a method of preventing the EMP from coming in through the wiring, which is where EMP comes into play. Our EMP Shield comes into play is, with EMP Shield, you don't need the Faraday cage anymore, although the government does still like the ability of Faraday caging plus using the EMP Shield. It's used by many organizations. I can't go specifically into who, but it is being used. And so the current method provides a incredibly high rate of protection, which is awesome to see. But before our technology, there really wasn't a true way to protect against EMP except for 100% Faraday caging, which is literally impossible in buildings that have wires coming into them, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, one other question, if you don't mind, because, again, this
sure.
is I'm trying my best to use my imagination, so I'm wondering how they actually test against a real time occurrence as opposed to, for lack of a better term, speculation of what might occur. Because without it happening, how can you actually take the measurement?
Sure. Well, so this is and that's a great question, by the way. We get it all the time. It really comes down to this. And that a lot of people think that there's no way to test it without an actual nuclear weapon going off. But that's actually not the case. There's been enough testing with nuclear weapons done that we do know with the mass what the effects of an EMP actually are. And we actually can simulate real-world, almost exact EMPs inside of EMP testing chambers. Almost to a T, the exact same thing. And so it's not easy to do, and it's certainly not cheap to do. And there's only a few people around the world that can do it at a military-grade testing facility. But there is at least three facilities around the world that can simulate a real-world EMP inside of a testing chamber. We did go to one of them. It's called Keystone Compliance, and that's where we tested our equipment with a real-world EMP. So.
Andrew, you still there?
Did we lose you?
I think we lost
John. I'm still here.
Yeah, I think we lost John. Well, that was a very comprehensive explanation for John in Tennessee. And of course, I live with those same struggles myself for decades, trying to protect vehicles and so forth from EMP. Your product, I thought, would never exist, quite frankly. It was,
right.
I regard it as something hopeless, that there would ever be a product even existing, such as the EMP Shield device. And I'm so grateful that they exist. My daughter, my son-in-law, all three of my grandchildren, all five family members, all have motor vehicles, and they're all protected by EMP Shield devices. It just gives me peace of mind knowing that my grandchildren can get home no matter what, if there's an EMP attack. I have other friends that I've equipped with the EMP Shield devices. It gives me peace of mind knowing that they can get home when they need to. Point being, as I like to say, it's better to be a year too soon than a nanosecond too late. Right, Andrew?
Yes, sir. That's right. Absolutely correct. You know, it's one of those, after it happens, you're not going to be able to recover in the way that you would if you did have the protection. And this is actually for something that you say quite a bit, but you can't fix what's broken because the things you need to fix it are also broken. You know, it just, that saying really does make sense because that's exactly what's going to happen. And so if you don't have the protection when it occurs, it's too late.
That's right. That's right. And that beautiful truck, that beautiful automobile will just be just sitting there indefinitely because those internal parts, the parts that are broken, the parts you need to replace them with are also broken. All the electronics in the car just to get it running. Men and women who own vehicles made before 1968, 1972, depending on the vehicle model, they'll be the king of the hill, won't they?
Yes, sir, they will. Them and people with EMP Shield are going to be the only ones driving.
That's right.
So there will be a few. We've sold quite a few, so there's going to be some vehicles out on the road, and there's certainly a lot of older vehicles that still function, but it's certainly not going to be like what it is now because every other vehicle is going to be destroyed.
That's right. Well, I have neighbors nearby that are concerned about EMP. The family owns 12 antique tractors. They only need one tractor. They only need a tractor for their ranch. It's over 400 acres and I don't know how many head of cattle, a lot of cattle. But they know what's coming. These farmers, they may have dirt in their boots and maybe some mud on their jeans, but they're just as bright and just as brilliant as anybody I've ever met. Well-educated, well-read, and they understand what's going on. Why in the world would you own 12 antique tractors? Well, they know why, and I know why. It would be smart for people to wake up and smell the coffee and get ready now. The Communist Chinese Politburo is looking forward to the last barrier between them and conquering the world is us, the United States of America. I don't know why they would bother trying to even attack Taiwan, because once we're down, Taiwan has lost their big brother, and they can't stand up against Red China, not by themselves. Mm-hmm. No way. All the Communist Chinese need to do is put a blockade around the island, and they're done without firing a shot. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting World War III right now. Some people call it World War IV, not that it matters. The biological attack has been going on for about 2 years now. It began in earnest in January of 2020. We're coming up on the second anniversary of that attack. And the last stage will be the kinetic part, when they make their final move to conquer the United States. Almost without a doubt, they're going to use every weapon in inventory, maybe even tactical nukes. They have hundreds of tactical nuclear weapons that put out almost no radiation, that can take out a city block or maybe 10 city blocks and have almost no radiation. That makes them very usable and very desirable, doesn't it, Andrew?
Yes, sir, it does. And they're not being quiet even about what they're doing. I mean, they literally are deliberately and publicly announcing their new technologies as they create them, and it's by design. It's part of their PSYOP campaign against the world and the United States. Something you mentioned earlier, which is very true, is you talked about, them celebrating with their strawberries and their wine, or I don't remember exactly how you worded
it. Champagne.
Champagne, right. Their champagne, that's right. They're not just celebrating because of what they've done with the United States. They're celebrating because of what they've done globally, too. I've been studying the impact of COVID-19 and kind of people's behavior in other countries around the world, and they've affected the same way as the United States, the entire globe. Look at Thailand. In Thailand, you can't get a job without the shot. Students can't physically go to school without the shot. It's pretty much becoming mandated. And that's one of many countries around the world, which makes me think that there's a lot of some kind of weird collaboration going on, because there's free thinkers out there that should understand that COVID-19 in and of itself is not that deadly. And it's the shot itself doesn't even make sense, let alone should be safe, right? So there's something else even more going on, at least in my mind, potentially behind the scenes here, with country collaboration in the enforcement of vaccinations globally, which is scary to me, too.
It should be scary. Our next caller here, Andrew, is Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Andrew. I appreciate this information. It's very important. I want to ask, if an EMP pulse is put upon us, will it take down the refineries?
Oh, without a doubt. Our refineries are toast. They're filled up with thousands of transistors, resistors, diodes, computer chips. Any response there, Andrew?
You're 100% spot on, John. What's interesting, though, and that's something I really maybe should start covering more, is, I talk about the effects of the E1 and the E2 on electronics, and that I generally speak that the E3 is where the grid goes down. But the E1 and the E2 are probably what's going to take down things like the refineries before the E3, because of all of the microelectronics that are used to control those facilities. Without those electronics, there's a high likelihood that those are going to go down immediately, and so that the power might go out literally in a microsecond.
Well, here's why I'm bringing it up. That's staring us in the face. Well, here's the thing. Last time I checked, we can't make gasoline. However, there are diesel vehicles. So all those people out there that get the MP to predict their gasoline vehicle, that's great. That's fine if they have a storage of gasoline. Mm-hmm. But the new gasoline, by the way, in the last, I don't know how long they've been doing it, they've degraded it where it will not store. It will not store. Now, I mean, you can get additives to store it, but even then, how long will it last to keep its potency? So, to me, having a diesel vehicle, especially the mechanical fuel pumped vehicle, is a really no-brainer choice, because we can run mm-hmm. oil, different oils in it. You know, that's why diesel, who created the diesel engine, he created it to run on peanut oil. But anyway, that's what I wanted to share. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for the call. We have our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Andrew, this hour has just flown by amazingly. And we get the word out every week. We wake up a few people every week. A few people move forward to get their EMP shield devices. And this is a mission you and I are on here to help to literally save lives, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And I love, man, I love the questions. You know, for those who are listening that didn't get to ask a question, give us a call next Monday or give EMP Shield a call anytime, you know, after 8 a.m. Central. We love to answer questions. You know, asking questions on the show like the last two callers really helps people learn. And sometimes some of those questions are just, you know, fantastic questions that don't normally get discussed. So, yeah, I think it's really great to see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you've got about 2 minutes here, Andrew, to give these people the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Yeah, sure. So something we didn't discuss today that I won't go too in detail into, but we got very lucky once again with a solar flare, a coronal mass ejection. The sun just did its thing once again, and once again, the Earth got very lucky on just barely, you know, getting clobbered. We did have a little bit of an impact, but it wasn't as significant as it could have been, and it certainly could have been worse if it was a little bit larger coming from the sun. So that's just something else for people to consider, is the sun is eventually going to have a coronal mass ejection that is, you know, 10, 15 times larger than what we just saw, and will have severe impacts on the electrical grid, communications, and lots of other things. So for those who maybe aren't concerned with EMP, although everybody should be, but for those who are more concerned about the sun, EMP shield is something you really need to consider for that as well, especially for protecting your home, your solar system, your backup generator. That is something that people really need to understand, is that the threat isn't just from an EMP, it's also from the sun. And once again, we got very lucky with it. The other thing that I would really just want to kind of impress upon people is look at the news. You know, we talked a lot today about China and Taiwan. We know Russia's a threat that's kind of been a little bit silent, but they are a very severe threat to the United States as well. And there are foreign actors out there that do not like us and have these weapons, to include super EMP weapons, in their arsenals. So at the current state of the world and the current threat to the United States, there is no time that, in my mind, has been more dangerous you know, from the threat of an EMP than there is right now. So it is the time to really look at getting EMP protection. I highly, highly encourage you to go to EMPshield.com, and it's something that people need to look at.
Andrew, thank you very much. We'll look forward to having you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you, sir. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews, and it will be Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.